It's always great to see large crowds of people coming to church to celebrate the Christmas masses and have churches filled with people who are coming to honor the Lord's Nativity. You know, but at the same time, I know that amongst the crowds there are people, perhaps some people who are here in the church today, who feel out of place when they come to church. You know, they feel like they don't belong here or this is something that isn't for them. You know, sometimes people think of themselves as an outsider, like, you know, they're not doing here at church what everybody else is doing. You know, other people are prayed and engaged and they just kind of feel detached themselves. Or some people put up barriers between themselves and God. And so they might be here physically, but, you know, they're not, in terms of their hearts, engaged in the prayer and what's going on here. And so I'd like to spend some time today with a short meditation on the mystery of Christmas, certainly for the benefit of all of us who are here today, but in particular for those people who are here today who might feel alienated from God and from His church. So I want each of you to imagine yourselves in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, in the darkness of the night, you know, with the radiant star above the cave where Christ was born. And imagine yourself slowly walking into one of the shepherd's caves. As you walk in, it's dark and there's just one lit lantern ahead, and the smell of animals, you know, the bleating of sheep as you walk in, you know, dirt and grime under your feet. And as you walk further into the cave, you see an empty manger. And you see St. Joseph standing nearby. And you see the Blessed Virgin Mary holding the Christ child. And as you come closer, the Blessed Virgin Mary gestures to you to have you take and hold the newborn Christ child in your arms. And as you take the child into your arms, you know, you can feel the warmth of his body. You can feel him when he moves his arms. You can see when he tries to open his eyes. And you can even feel the beating of his heart as you put your hand on his chest. And this child in your arms is completely and totally vulnerable and precious. But unlike any other baby that you've ever held in your arms, there's something different about this child. And that is, this child freely chose to place himself in your arms. Because this child existed before all time. And he's the one who brought you into existence. And it was his will to place himself in your arms. And sometimes people feel out of place in church because they think that they have committed a sin that's so terrible that they can't be forgiven. They've done something in their life and they carry that guilt with them day in and day out, and it haunts them. And they feel like they can never be good enough or right before God. But Jesus Christ knew what your actions would be. And he placed himself in your arms anyway. And sometimes people feel like they don't have a place in church because they've lived an immoral life. And maybe you're still, up to this very day, living an immoral life. But that child knew how you would be living. And he placed himself in your arms anyway. Some people think they don't belong here because God doesn't accept them for who they truly are. Or there's something within themselves that alienates them from Jesus, prevents a block between them and God. But this child sees deeply into you and sees who you truly are. And who you are truly created to be. And he places himself in your arms. And sometimes people's hearts are hardened because there's some pain in their past or something's happened to them that's hardened their heart. And it's for you that Jesus places himself in your arms. Jesus, when he came 2,000 years ago, he didn't come in power and majesty like he did at times in the Old Testament. You know, he didn't descend in a pillar of fire like he did on Mount Sinai. He came as a little child because his goal was not for us to be scared of him. His goal was not that he would come and be our judge and condemn us, but that he would come to establish a relationship with us. He came to win over our hearts. And that's why he came as a child. He did not come to condemn the world, but so that the world might have life through him. When this child that you just imagine yourself holding in your arms grew in age, it was the same love that led him to place himself in your arms that led him to the cross. Because he knew that there was something separating us from him, this price of sin. And rather than be without us, he chose to pay the price for our sin. So it's the same child that you just imagined who placed himself with love into your arms, who went from the wood of the manger to the wood of the cross. And just as you felt the beating of the Christ child, his heart beating as he was an infant, on the cross it would be the same heart that was pierced by a lance. And because he desired to stay with us on a continual basis, he instituted the Eucharist. The same child that you imagined that you just held in your arms goes from the wood of the manger to the wood of the altar, so that he can be present body, blood, soul, and divinity. And he reaches out to each one of us in a very intimate way, in a way that we don't relate to any other person on the face of the earth. He comes to us in the Eucharist so that we can receive him into ourselves, so that he can permeate his life into our bodies and into our souls, so that we can be one with him and he can be one with us. This, my friends, is the mystery of Christmas that we celebrate this evening. One of the titles that we give to Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and he came to bring peace by reconciling us, by breaking through the hardness of our hearts. When we put up obstacles and we turn away, he came to break through those obstacles. And I encourage you, as you're sitting in the pews, you know, our Lord descended all the way from the glory of heaven, and he left the majesty of heaven and came in poverty, you know, to be laid in a manger in a cave. I encourage you to give a gift to Jesus Christ this Christmas. If you're one of those people who comes to church and feels alienated or isolated, I encourage you to give a gift to Jesus Christ this Christmas. Have the courage to open your heart, open the doors to Jesus Christ. Open them wide. Open the doors of your heart to the Mass, to Eucharistic adoration, and to a life of prayer. If you've tried it before, or maybe you never have tried it before, I encourage you to give this friendship a chance to grow. Because Jesus Christ left all the way from the glory of heaven and came as an infant to establish a relationship, to establish a friendship with each one of us. That's why he came. That's why he placed himself in our arms. And so I encourage you to have the courage to open wide the doors to Jesus Christ. And I promise you, what you will find is you will find joy. You will find not something that's superficial, like you're going to go around smiling all the time, like everything's perfect. But you will find a joy that comes from a friendship that is so deep and so profound that it permeates your life and it gives you joy. You will find a joy that nothing else in this world and no one else in this world can ever give you. It's a joy that nothing in this world can ever take away. from you. And it's a joy that's so full and so rich that when we find it, we want nothing more because it satisfies. And it's a joy that doesn't disappoint us or fade away with time, but it's a joy that increases with time, with prayer, with every time we come to Mass. And it's a joy that doesn't end when we pass away from this world. It's a joy that lasts even through death because it overflows into eternity. And so as we meditate on the feast day of Christmas and the awesome mystery of who Jesus Christ is, I encourage you to take the child into your arms, feel his heart, and let your heart beat with his, and open wide the doors to Jesus Christ.